This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here. We cover a lot of different things happening around the Umpqua Valley. And just a couple hours ago, the big announcement, we're going to talk more about it, of the summertime lineup for Music on the Half Shell. Kelly Leonard, spokesperson for the Half Shell, talking to us this afternoon. Kelly, thanks for being on.
Hey, my pleasure to be back with you again, Kyle. It's a happy time of year when it's Half Shell time.
So let's go back to, let's dive right in. We'll talk more about some of the past later on here, but talk about the lineup for this year. First of all, I think the biggest announcement was that you're doing one more concert.
That's right. There was a decision was made, and the way the artists were being booked, we had room on our calendar. And so this year, for the first time, we are going to do 9 concerts for Douglas County and for our great audiences. And so we're very excited about adding one more show.
All right. So that's one of those things that's never happened before. Normally 7 or 8, but now 9 this year, which takes you really through the entire summer months. So let's just kind of work our way through the lineup and talk about each group a little bit.
Well, you're right. We are going to cover the entire summer. So a moment ago, I heard you doing the weather report. And as you well know, we're going to get into some nice, gorgeous weather here in the early part of June and then into some potentially some warmer weather. But Half Shell will be there along the way every Tuesday night throughout the summer, starting on June the 17th. Now, let's remember that one of our missions at Music on the Half Shell is to provide a wide variety of music, maybe music that you hadn't heard before or maybe wouldn't go out and listen to because you didn't know enough about it. But here's an opportunity for it, the price of nothing and the price of your time and putting out a blanket to come and hear just a great variety of music. And that's how we're opening the year on June the 17th. With a group out of Louisiana known as the Revelers. A great traveling band. They play all kinds of Cajun music. They're out of Lafayette, Louisiana, and I for one, love Cajun music, and I think a lot of people do, so they play Cajun and Zydeco and Swamp Pop and all kind of Americana equally well. They really put their own twist on it. They have synthesized this into their own special blend of the Louisiana sound. It really is. It's a party not to be missed. It's going to be a great opener for us on June the 17th.
All right, and we haven't heard that for a while, so that'll be really cool. Let's talk about the second group.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Second group on June the 24th is Special EFX All-Stars. And jazz fans are going to be looking forward to this very special event when Special EFX, the Grammy-nominated contemporary jazz supergroup, they've got 34 combined albums, 7 Billboard number one, and a decade of domestic and international touring to their credit. So they are. I listened to some of their stuff online yesterday. They're very exciting band, and I said at the beginning, jazz fans, but I think music fans in general are really going to like what they've put together. Special EFX featuring Kelly Minucci, and I apologize, I'm not saying his name probably correctly, reached the number one spot on Billboard, a total of 5 charts at number one simultaneously. They got great chops down, Billboard Magazine Pop Honors winning the best song of the year. This is a very special opportunity for us to hear some fantastic music on the 24th with Special EFX All-Stars.
Wow. Now, let's talk about the going into July.
We're jumping right into July. July the 1st is a group called Motet, and they arrive in Roseburg with their absolutely immaculate and seamless blend of funk, soul, rock, and jazz. And they are a great funk band, and they're going to get people up and dancing, and their shows are alive and happening. I think you're going to be getting off that blanket and dancing, and all of our dancers are going to love it. It's really an infectious sound. On July the 1st, Motet. And then moving on, if I may.
Sure.
July the 8th. Yeah, on July the 8th, we've got an old friend of Roseburg and a hometown girl. It's ZZ Ward is coming back for her third or fourth, I'm not exactly sure, visit to Half Shell. And visiting her hometown, as I said, of Roseburg and Glide. She's going to take to the stage to share her latest works, including her fourth studio album, Liberation. The album was released. It's brand new. It's released back in March and saw critical praise from music critics, which dubbed it as ZZ's best work to date. Mother and Liberation marked her return to the charts, becoming her second and third top 10 records on Billboard Blues album chart. She always loves coming back to Roseburg, tells some great stories of her beginnings. And, of course, she's got a great fan base here. Her albums have peaked at number 7 and 5, respectively. Since ZZ moved to Los Angeles about 10 years ago, her career has been on the rise. She's performed at numerous tours and festivals such as Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival, the Bottle Room Music Festival, and a short tour with Eric Clapton. She's also appeared on The Tonight Show, The Conan O'Brien Show, The Late Show. We are so proud of her success, and we're grateful in her busy schedule that she's taken some time off to perform for us here in Roseburg. So yeah, That's going to be a great night with her. On July the 17th, we got Seth Mulder and Midnight Run. Seth and the Midnight Run are on a mission to preserve the legacy of bluegrass music. Seth plays the mandolin. I listened to some of his music yesterday out on YouTube, and it was really fun. So, again, remember, we're trying to hit all kinds of different genres of music to really give people an overall sampling of great music, world music, international music, and Americana music. And so Seth Mulder is really going to hit all that. They're a traditional bluegrass band, but they're very progressive in their writing of their own material and presenting old and new alike in their genre. They're really a high-energy show. They'll really be a lot of fun. If you're not sure if you like bluegrass music, go out and listen to Seth Mulder on YouTube, and you're going to get your blanket out there and join us. They've been on tour across the U.S. and Canada and Europe, earning them a reputation as one of the most exciting young acts on the bluegrass circuit today. That's Seth Mulder and the Midnight Run on July 15th. And then on July 22nd is Matt Schofield. Blues Lovers is another great night out for you. Schofield is regarded as one of the most distinctive and innovative British blues guitarists. He's been rated the top 10 of British blues by Guitar and Bass Magazine. He has taken his band to 12 countries. They've seen him playing with musicians, including Buddy Guy and Robin Ford, who we know here. In addition, he's been admitted to the British Blues Awards Hall of Fame. So he's a big headliner, and we're very lucky to have Matt Schofield playing Great Night of Blues on July 22nd.
Wow. Now,
then on July 20th, go ahead.
Well, let's pause here and take a break. Then we'll talk more about the rest of the lineup when we come back on Inside Douglas County. Kelly Leonard, our guest this afternoon, getting excited about the summertime music coming to the Nichols Band Shell in Roseburg Stewart Park. More when we come back on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
it is amazing, and it's really exciting, and we're very proud of the legacy that we've had over those 33 years. If your listeners are new to Hatchell, or even if they can't remember, one of the things I would encourage you to do is go to halfshell.org, and one of the tabs that you can pull down is our history. And you can look at going back to 1992, and you can look at some of the great groups that have joined us over the years, some just amazing names in rock and roll and blues and funk and world music that have graced the stage at Nichols Bandshell. And we have been so fortunate to have some of these great acts. And we've been, you know, we couldn't do that without our sponsors, and we wouldn't do it without our great fans and audiences that have shown up over the years, including you, Kyle. I know that you and I have been putting out blankets for an awful long time.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting when you think about some of the groups that have come through. Of course, we have gotten some of the classic names in music later in their career, but we've got some folks that were brand new. One of the things I was telling somebody in the building this morning was, and I don't remember what year it was, probably 2005, maybe somewhere back in that area. Maybe sooner than that, that there was this up-and-coming country group that I had not heard of, but it was suggested to me by somebody who'd seen them in Nashville that I should go to the concert, even though I wasn't known for being a country fan then. And I went, and Roseburg got to see the Dixie Chicks as their first record was just coming out. And 30 days after they were in Roseburg, they were the hottest thing going in music for the rest of the summer.
Well, and they, if I remember, they had just gotten Country Music Group of the Year. I think that is correct. And we thought, oh, with all that, all those awards and all that adulation, they're probably going to cancel Roseburg. But they showed up and they put on a tremendous show, as you remember. And we've had, a number of groups like that. If you look back at a little group that you may have remembered called Pink Martini, Leroy Bell, just some great names that have joined us and gone on just to grow their careers over time. And as you also mentioned, Kyle, we've had groups that have had just well-known names, Joan Baez, Emmylou Harris, Phoebe Snow, Dr. John, just the list goes on and on of people that we've had that have had great careers and great names, and they've been on tour, and we've been able to get them here in Roseburg. So, I encourage you to go to halfshell.org. You're probably going to be looking at last year's website. We'll put up the new one here any day, but you can go to the history page, go back to 1992, and look at year after year after year of all the great groups that we have had. Alison Krauss. It's just an amazing list of artists.
Yeah, definitely. And in fact, you mentioned Joan Baez, and one of the things I remember about that was it was 107 degrees that night. But it was, my wife said no, she wasn't taking the kids, but I sweated it out, and it was definitely a good memory. Well, we've got time to talk about the rest of the groups. Kelly, why don't you pick it up and tell us what else is on the lineup for this year?
Well, I left off with Matt Schofield on the 22nd. Let's jump to July 29th. And one of the things that I've said repeatedly is that we try to bring world music to our audiences. And here's a great example of that, because on July 29th, is great Celtic music with Breebach. They are a Scottish band, and they really united those deep roots of Highland, the Highland region of Scotland, and the Gaelic island tradition, along with some progressive musical influences, and they've got a great unique sound. Again, if you're not sure, go online, go listen to them, and then you're going to show up. So that's July 29th. They have 8 critically acclaimed studio releases to date, extensive global touring schedule, received recognition in a number of venues, traditional music awards of 2023, German Record Critics Award, European Folk Group of the Year finalists. The list goes on and on. So we're very, very fortunate to have them. here on the Half Shell stage on July 29th. Jumping to August 5th, we've got Jametta Rose and the Voices of Creation. They're out of Los Angeles. The Voices of Creation are a community-based choir led by vocalist, songwriter, arranger, producer, and mainstay Jametta Rose. They're made up of a multi-generational group of singers backed by some of the city's finest musicians. I guess you could call them a choir, but they're very uplifting. Their music marries hip strains of gospel with layers of soul and jazz and funk. I think they're really going to be a lot of fun on August the 5th. And then we close the nine-week series this year with an artist named Sin Kane. And he's another great night. It'll be another great night of Half Shell as we end the season with the Sudanese American musician who blends rock, frog rock, electronica, free jazz, and funk rock. I was very surprised when I listened to his music online. It was very impressive. It'll be a great way to end our season. This Sudanese artist who grew up in America, he signed with City Slang Records on January of, back in 17. He released his sixth album, Live and Living. And on March the same year, he made his first television debut network. And so he's been on tour quite a bit. We're very pleased to have him. That'll be closing our season August the 12th with Sin Kane. So that's our nine artist lineup. We're very excited about the variety of it and the number of artists that are able to fit us into their schedule. So we would encourage anybody who's brand new, who, if you've never heard Half Shell, been to Half Shell, bring your blanket. It's all free. It's family-friendly entertainment. There's food there. You'll meet some great people. And if you are a repeater, you know that you're going to be sitting down by some good friends that maybe you only see once a year at Half Shell. So we're really encouraged. And I got to say that obviously none of this happens easily. It's a year-long effort to get all these artists put together and to get all of the component parts put together. So great shout out goes to the committee and our volunteers who work tirelessly backstage during the concert series and during the year putting all of these component parts together. It really, really is a very arduous effort. And what you see is a seamless show, nine shows this year, but believe me, it's a lot of work putting it together. So great kudos go out to those great volunteers. And then to compliment that, none of this would happen without our sponsors. And we have some tremendous sponsors that have grown year after year, some of whom have been with us since 1992. So, great thanks to the many sponsors that we have that have supported us and want to see good music and see this as a way to improve and maintain the quality of life that we all love here in Roseburg.
Well, and it really started something because other series have spawned off of it. There's a lot more live music around the Umpqua Valley, and more people come from out of the area each year as well.
You know, that is the case, and we I may get a point to get out in the audience and talk to people and, where are you from, how do you like it? And you're right, Kyle, but we've got a lot of people that come from the coast on a regular basis. People come down from Eugene who say that it's cheaper for them to come and park for free and sit and enjoy the music for free just for the cost of driving down here. And maybe having dinner and maybe spending the night than it would be to go to a show at a larger venue. So, we've been known for that. I also know that a lot of our local folks schedule their family visits from out of town. When their family and friends are coming from outside the area, they make sure that they have the Half Shell schedule so that they can enjoy that and make that part of the trip as well.
All right, out of time for now. We'll talk more as we get closer to the season. Kelly Leonard from the Music on the Half Shell Committee. Kelly, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Hey, Kyle, thank you so much. I know you and your radio station are a great supporter of Half Shell. Much appreciated. And we will see you all as we start the season on June 17th with the Revelers. See you at Half Shell.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.